Hello there, and welcome to The Bitch Fix, a podcast for women who want to jam out on their lives, live in harmony with their hormones, and reclaim their mood, energy, and mojo. I'm Christine McCarroll, functional nutritionist and women's health straight talker, and I'm here to tell it like it is on all things health, happiness, and hormones for women. So shake off that cape, Superwoman, because we're here to launch this thing. Well, hey, girl, and welcome to episode 105 of The Bitch Fix. So right now, as I am recording this episode, it is kind of this transition period where it's the end of summer, it's the beginning of fall. I mean, actually, even though we technically still have a month of summer left, I feel like when my kids go back to school, it's like this reset period. Now, I think my kids go back earlier than a lot of kids. They went back this year. And let me just say right now, because it's 2021, as I'm recording this, I am so grateful that they are able to actually go to school this year. But it's been definitely a reset period. And they go back really early. I think they went back at the beginning of August, which seemed to me like a lot earlier than a lot of other kids that I've heard of. But I also just feel like no matter when that is, whether it is this early August period, if it were later in August, I just feel like this time period when my kids go back to school is almost like this other new year. So sometimes it even feels to me more like a new year than the actual new year, more like it than, you know, like January. I felt like this even before I had kids. So even though I wasn't in school for a lot of time, I did go to a lot of school. But even though I wasn't back in school, kind of just this September, you know, August, September period feels like this reset button. I would see all of the back to school stuff. I would think about kind of this transitioning period into the fall and the holidays and everything. And it just feels like this big transition. And, you know, we certainly have a lot of transitions in my family this year too. I think I mentioned last week on the podcast that my older daughter is starting high school. And actually, she started high school like 2 weeks ago. And my younger daughter is heading into the sixth grade. And just, you know, overall, I'm feeling even more than usual this kind of deep sense of this shifting energy, like this, like kind of like a slow moving ship that's changing direction. And I'm just feeling deeply how things are changing and transforming. And it's showing up for me right now, both in watching them and how they are transitioning and in our relationship. So how my husband and I are in relationship with our children. And I have just been really increasingly acutely aware of how brief our time is together. And it almost feels like, I've been thinking about it a lot. And it almost feels like to me, this sort of a different birth process and kind of this emergence where they're starting this transition into adulthood and who they are becoming as people. And, you know, even though I feel like in a lot of ways they have been their own people since they came out of me, it's like this rapid transition right now. And I am really just wanting to suck all of it up. So spending as much time as I can with them, listening to them, talking to them, guiding them. So there's, you know, like a little bit of nostalgia there for sure, especially, you know, like Google Photos likes to show me the pictures from, you know, this time 7 years ago or something when they were like itty bitty. And I definitely get that nostalgia a lot, but I'm also just in awe and experiencing a lot of joy as I watch them becoming young women and watch them coming into themselves. And I am just so grateful for being able to hold their hands as they walk through this journey and as they go through this transition. And, you know, I remember that when they were babies, I was told, you know, by frequently by well-meaning other people, there is this old adage, the days are long, but the years are short. And I have never felt that being so true as it is recently. And especially as I look back at how fast they've grown and how fast it seems like the time that we've had together so far has been. So anyway, for all you mamas out there, whether you are feeling like the days are long or the years are short, I just want to tell you that I see you. I know your heart. I feel this is definitely a transition. It's a transition period, and I'm so grateful for it. Okay, so let's get into the topic for today. And what I want to talk with you about is secret expectations. Now, secret expectations, I think, you know, they can come up in just about any area of our lives. So we might have secret expectations of our kiddos, of what they're supposed to do as they get older. We might have expectations of our partners or of our managers or coworkers or even our neighbors, or really just about any other person or situation that we can come into. And no matter where or how these secret expectations come up, I am going to propose that they are doing a lot more harm than good. But the area that I want to explore specifically today, no surprise here, right, is secret expectations when it comes to healing something in your body. And as you might imagine, the reason I am bringing this up is because I've seen it coming up over and over again with my clients, and certainly it has been rearing its head lately. So, you know, my clients come to me with all kinds of different concerns, and to be honest, a lot of them are quite serious or complicated and have been causing significant issues, concerns, unhappiness for years. So I have had everything from clients that have been diagnosed with something like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, both of which are incredibly painful digestive problems and can cause debilitating symptoms, to sometimes they've been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, which I've talked about on this podcast before, like rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or even pain disorders like fibromyalgia. Sometimes they have diagnoses or symptoms of hormone problems like PCOS or endometriosis or infertility. And almost all of them, probably actually all of them, are just exhausted from their symptoms, and they are just trying to keep it together all the time. But something that I found quite interesting is that even in clients with laundry lists of horrendous symptoms, and sometimes even multiple diagnosed conditions, while they might tell me that they want to be free of their symptoms and heal their bodies and just feel like themselves again, and I actually do believe, by the way, that all of that is true. So they are telling me that and I believe them. But they also often come with a secret expectation. And if they have one, if they are coming with a secret expectation, 9 times out of 10, it's that they are going to lose weight during the course of our time together. And I say it's a secret expectation because it's exactly as you would expect a secret to be, which is unspoken. So they believe that in the process of doing all of the massive healing that we are doing together and resolving issues that have plagued them again for years or even decades, they also have this expectation, and again, not everyone, but many, that they are going to lose weight in the process. And sometimes they've mentioned it in passing, but almost all of the time, they haven't mentioned it until one of two things happens. Either they do start to lose weight, and then they tell me that that's one of the things that they wanted all along, or they don't lose weight, and they start to become frustrated, even if other significant symptom changes are happening. And the reason for the frustration is more than just the weight. I want to be very clear about that. Ultimately, I think the reason is they had an unmet expectation that was unspoken. So they had an expectation, it was unspoken, and then became unmet. And when we have expectations that aren't met, it's human nature to experience disappointment, right? To be disappointed. So there's actually a great quote from this author, Neil Strauss. I think this is amazing, that unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments, which I just think that captures what happens so perfectly. And this is true whether we're dealing with other humans or with ourselves. So as an example, like if you expected that for your anniversary, this is a great example for me because my anniversary is tomorrow. If you expected for your anniversary that your partner was going to buy you a card and flowers and take you out to dinner, But the reality was that they forgot it even was your anniversary. You're going to feel resentful. Now, the fact that you didn't tell them that that's what you wanted or expected doesn't matter. You're going to be mad because you had an expectation and the expectation wasn't met. And I think the same exact thing can happen in our relationship with our bodies. We have an expectation that if we do certain things, we are going to get certain results. But the catch is, if you have kept this a secret, and often even a secret from yourself, it's not going to be smooth sailing to actually get that result. And having that secret expectation could actually very well come back to bite you in the ass. So if you're saying to your body, I want to help you heal from the pain that you've been in, but secretly you are also saying, P.S., you're not good enough for me and I expect you to change, you are ultimately sending yourself and your body mixed messages. So there is the positive message that you are wanting to support your body's healing, but then there's also the negative message that you're pissed at her because you had this unspoken result that you wanted and you're not getting it. Now, I'm actually going to keep the overall topic of weight loss and my thoughts about that off the table for this episode because it's not really what it's about. So all I will say on that topic is that weight and health are not necessarily synonymous the way that popular culture would have us believe. But what I do want to share is three ways that having secret expectations, if you have them, is going to sabotage any of your efforts. Okay, so way number one, and this is the biggest, is you cannot heal a body that you hate. Now, I fully recognize that hate is a super strong word, and I am using it with intention because the sad truth is that many women come to hate their bodies for not living up to someone's standards. Now, who this someone is can be different from person to person, but I have heard quite often, I've heard it coming from a woman's parents, or I should say the woman's parents. So in her younger years, a woman's parents might have told her something about their expectations of her physical appearance, or from another authority figure when they were young, like maybe a sports coach or a dance instructor. And then, of course, as women in the Western world, we have the ridiculous ever-present media with airbrushed movie stars and models on magazine covers. We have movies and TV and social media where everybody looks like the most perfect version of themselves. Thank you, Photoshop and editing. So there are all these incredibly unrealistic standards that bombard our subconscious minds constantly with these images of whatever perfection is supposed to be today. And of course, what perfection is can and does change on a dime. So, you know, I was actually having this conversation with my older daughter recently. She is starting to become a lot more aware of physical appearance, of what her peers are wearing and doing. She's been in a really insulated small school until now, and going from a school where her middle school had like fewer than 70 students to over 2,000 or like 2,500 students, that is a pretty big jump. And she's being exposed to a lot of different humans and ideals. And what we were talking about is like the ideal of Marilyn Monroe in the 50s versus like Twiggy in the 70s, right? Like how incredibly different those expectations of beauty were. And it doesn't matter what the expectation is, it's going to change constantly. And women are going to measure themselves against whatever the fashion of the day is. And it's not because there's some ideal that just exists in the world, just without our expectations or without our deciding what it's going to look like, right? So the disparity between what we see on a magazine cover and then what we see in the mirror can lead to incredible dissatisfaction, but it's not based on anything substantial. It's just based on what we've imagined that particular year. And I would say that dissatisfaction I would go so far as to say that it can lead women to hate their bodies. And alternatively, sometimes something just has seemed so broken physically, like just physically feeling bad for so long, that we might be in utter exasperation with our bodies and why things are the way that they are. So this goes back to what I was actually talking about in episode 103 and how we think things should, air quotes, should be. So regardless of the reason, if you have anger, resentment, or hate for your body, I believe you simply can't heal it. So I want you to think about this like maybe a pet or a child. So if you had, let's say, a lot of anger and disgust for a pet or a child, or even if it was just like how they were behaving, I want you to think about asking them to change from that place, right? So if you were like screaming and yelling at your child and telling them you're terrible and this isn't what I expect from you and it's awful, we wouldn't actually expect them to change. I would expect that they would be hurt and they would go off and sulk and probably try to secretly get revenge on us in some way, right? But it's not going to be this beautiful relationship where now we all get to be on the same page and your child is like, oh, yes, I see. Now let me do exactly what you want, right? That is not going to happen. So we can probably understand that with another human, but we don't really approach our bodies that way. So we try and torture them and force them. So I talked about this in the forcing episode as well. We try and get mad and force them, and forcing doesn't work. For that reason, because you cannot heal a body that you hate, or for that matter, resent or have anger towards, right? It cannot work. So the second way that secret expectations will sabotage your efforts is that you might be subconsciously working at cross purposes. So I'll give you an example of a client who we are working on multiple issues with. So she has some hormone challenges, with things like PCOS or suspected PCOS. She's also been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition that is Graves' disease, which is another kind of autoimmune thyroid. It is a less common form of autoimmune thyroid. And she also has had a long-term history of not having the best relationship with food or her body. So one of the things that we figured out initially right away was that she was missing a lot of key nutrients, right? So, you know, I have talked about that a lot in different episodes of this podcast. I can't even point you to just one because we've talked about it a lot. But our bodies if you're thinking about your body as like a building of some sort, maybe it's like a house, you need building blocks for this house, right? You cannot build a house that's going to sustain you and provide shelter out of toilet paper. So if you are going to build a brick house, you are going to need bricks. And for our bodies, that means nutrients, right? We need macros like proteins and fats and carbohydrates. We need micros like vitamins and minerals. We need all of these things to build our bodies and help them to grow. And we had identified with her that she was missing a whole lot of these building blocks. So she strongly needed a whole lot of foundational support. She needed a lot of nutrients that were missing. But she had, in the course of our work together, initially lost a few pounds, come back on, and she had a bit of a panic moment. And what she told me at the beginning of our session was that she just wasn't feeling hungry that week. She's just like, I don't feel hungry. I don't, like, whenever food is around, I just feel, you know, kind of nauseous, or I just don't have any hunger at all. But what we actually uncovered through this process of having a conversation was it wasn't a hunger problem. It was a challenge where she had seen that the scale had shifted in what she perceived as the wrong direction. And so subconsciously, she was looking at thinking food restriction was the way to go, right? So again, kind of coming to this unspoken, to this secret expectation that she was going to be losing weight. When that was not happening, she was subconsciously just telling herself that the way to solve this was not to eat. And so she was perceiving this as not really being hungry. But the reality was she had been having this not hungry feeling since the instance of stepping on the scale and seeing something that she thought was the wrong direction. So that subconscious shift was causing her to work at cross purposes. And again, this is a great example, but it's not the first time I've seen this. So if her real need was actually getting more nutrients into her body, but she was subconsciously sabotaging that because of that secret expectation, that's a place where we can get stuck. Then there's no way to move forward because you are saying one thing and doing another, and you're working at cross purposes and you're not actually giving your body what it needs. And then finally, way number three that secret expectations will sabotage your efforts is that when you aren't honest with either your practitioner or, as I've said frequently, even often yourself, you are not bringing your full self to the table to get the changes that you want, whatever those changes might be. So change is hard enough without you being only half in. So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the Olympics. So the Olympics, I don't even know. They might still be going on right now. They might be going on. They might have just finished. I don't even know. But I did watch a few races in this year's Olympics. So let's say that there was someone who was running a race in the Olympics. The way that they get to the finish line is that they have their intention and focus squarely on that goal. They don't kind of sort of run and then stop and then take a little trot over and talk to their fans or go take a nap in the grass. No, they are totally focused on where they are going. And this is the same with any changes we want to make, because change, I am so sorry to tell you this, you guys, but change inherently takes effort. So the honest truth is that no one has ever half-assed their way to significant change. Now, the great news on the other side of that is that when you're focused and you have focused effort, you are going to get transformational results. So when you're focused and directed and you have the support of someone who clearly sees the finish line with you, you are going to get there. But you have to be clear on what you're going for. And you can't have like a secret expectation that something different is going to happen. You can't be running the 100 meter, I don't even know what it is, 100 meter dash. I think that's it. And also be expecting that you're going to be meddling in the vault, right? Like you have to have a clear and specific goal that you're going for. So clarity plus focus plus honesty with everyone involved, including yourself, is how you get there. So I have a question for you. Where are you going? Have you been suffering for weeks or months or even years, like a lot of my clients, with things like shitty energy or painful periods or painful digestion or brain fog or bloating or mood issues? If that is you, I've got you. So I've actually been through almost that whole list myself. I've also helped hundreds of women to overcome those same things, and a whole lot of others as well. So if you're ready to talk, I'm ready to listen. I've got you, and I can help you get across that finish line. All right, you guys, I hope that you have a great rest of your week and weekend, and I will see you next time.
Hey, if you've been on the hormonal roller coaster and want to know how to put the theories and strategies shared on this show to work for your body, we need to talk. This is the work I've done with hundreds of women, and it can work for you too. To talk to me personally, head on over to bit.ly/hormonehealing20. That's bit.ly/hormonehealing20 to schedule your hormone healing breakthrough session. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of your biggest challenges and put together a plan to get you out of hormone hell and into hormone harmony. You're a badass, and you deserve to feel like one every single day. I can't wait to talk with you.
If you enjoyed this show and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to The Bitch Fix. I'd also really appreciate a quick review.